Pacino film. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting of August 11th of the Paradise County Advisory Board to order. A couple of things for the agenda to note before we get started with others. We're going to be practicing social distancing. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item for the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. I invite you to please turn off your cell phones and or ringers or iPads at this time, please. And please take all private conversations outside or in the adjoining room over there because they're very disruptive. All right, I'd like to note for the agenda, Madam Secretary, that we have all members of our board here accounted for. And with that, I'd like to ask that you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Also, I'd like to introduce our Clark County staff. Tonight we have with us, as always, the lovely Blanca.
Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Commissioner Jenkins' office in Clark County.
She supports us very well. Thank you, Blanca. Jared?
Jared Tasco, Clark County Conference of Planning.
Anybody else that I don't know about or don't see? Nope, looks like we're good. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to Maureen's microphone over here. She is taking care of us and wiping them down between speakers or handling, etc. Please clearly let us know what your name and address are and spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Anybody wanting to speak under public comment? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public. Item number three, approval of the minutes for our July 28 meeting.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes of July 28, 2020.
Thank you, Susan. We have a motion on the floor for approval of our last meeting minutes with no changes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number four, approval of tonight's agenda.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for August 11, 2020 as posted.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of our tonight's agenda with no changes or deletions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number five. Blanca, do we have any general comments or public meetings or anything? Information? Awesome. Even faster. Thank you very much. Item number six, planning and zoning agenda. We've got, just to let you know, we've got three whole items tonight. Item number one is TM 20500099, Parball Newco LLC, tentative map for a commercial subdivision on 29.9 acres, developed resort hotel site in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road and the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise.
Good evening, Board.
Hi.
Paul Byrne, B-U-R-N, 1555 South Rainbow, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here for the tentative map for Valley's Las Vegas. have an 11 by 17 copy if you'd like to see it.
You can pass it down.
You can pass it.
I have a full size also, but it's an awfully big map. And I have to apologize. At the top of that, the APN numbers are wrong. We started out with three parcels in this project, and with the sale of Caesars, they sold to American, and we got in time. This is just for the one resort parcel, just short of 30-acre parcel. So it's a one-lot commercial subdivision.
So it's one noted lot one?
It is lot one, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
There's a lot of pages because we found there's some easements that run all the way
around it. Anything else?
Nope, that's all I have.
All right, this is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to comment on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, you're going to the PC on the 18th. Item number 2, UC 20-0330, Massey Thomas J. and Anita L. Use permits for the following: 1, vehicle paint body shop, and 2, vehicle repair. Waiver of development standards, reduced trash enclosure setback from a residential development, a design review for vehicle paint body and vehicle repair in an existing industrial building on 1.3 acres. And an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Cameron Street and Nanso Drive within Paradise. Hi.
Tom Massey, 5528 Wild Olive Street. Here to answer any questions you might have. I purchased this building in April of last year, and apparently before I got the building, somebody had moved the trash enclosure to the present location where it's at, and we're just asking for approval for that. The trash enclosure for the apartments next door are adjacent to ours across the wall, so I don't really see that there should be any issues with that. Mm-hmm. And then we're asking for automotive use in the building right across the driveway of the house has 3 body shops in it now and a welding shop. So it's pretty much been a lot more of a complex in the entire thing. I don't know why ours wasn't, but apparently it wasn't.
Okay. Anything else to add?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sean. This is a public hearing. If there's anyone that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for consideration.
Mr. Chair, does anybody have any questions?
The only thing I wondered is on the design review. We normally see a drawing when there's a design review of what it's going to look like. Are you changing the building at all?
No changes planned.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Chair.
One last question. So basically, we're getting an approval for the trash enclosure that was already moved.
Correct. The trash enclosure has been there for I don't know how many years, but that was, and then the setback for the automotive use.
Right. Okay. Does it? Go ahead, Bart. Unless John's got something.
No, mine was. We're all doing it. Usually with a design review, we do the design.
Mr. Chair, if there are no further comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion subject to staff conditions.
All right. Thank you, Bart. We've got a motion for approval of this item subject to staff's recommended conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Recommendation to the applicant in the next meeting for a certain photo or something or rendering of the building might be helpful.
You're going to the planning.
Those were submitted, you didn't get the paperwork.
We never get that.
We don't do that.
Yes. Right. So, to the planning commission on the first for you, I would take some backup just in case. Okay. And they have a camera that they shoot down and you can just put it on the podium. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What were the recommendations?
No, we just approved it. According to staff conditions.
Good night.
Thank you. All right, item number three, WC 20400085, UC 200154, Paradise and Twain Holdings, LLC. A waiver of conditions for a use permit for the applicant shall design and bond for the curb return driveway on Paradise Road, with the improvements to be installed in concert with the Paradise Road Improvement Project in conjunction with a restaurant with a drive-through on 0.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone and a C1 local business zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Paradise Road and Twain Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here for the applicant in this matter. This is the pink box donut shop that you previously approved and the county commission previously approved. And I guess I want to begin by making sure, and I see you do have, they eventually came up with some actual conditions, okay. And they recommended approval, and the applicant accepts the conditions of approval. The condition about dedication for Paradise Road, the applicant's agreeing to that, but I have to tell you that in the state the county's in, we can't guarantee they can meet that standard, but we'll be ready, so we're agreeing. And that really reaches to the whole heart of the question. This driveway location already exists, but we'll be dedicating 5 more feet now, which brings it in close 5 more feet in. But we wanted to keep the driveway at its current location, the current design, which matches everything up and down the street, and that required a waiver so that we wouldn't have to do a curb return driveway, which would have pushed the whole driveway down toward Twain, such that there would, for example, not have been a place for a bus to park if the light was red. Yeah. And so, upon due consideration, the Public Works has recommended approval, and we will certainly try to comply with that dedication condition.
All right, thank you, sir. This is a public hearing. If there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on this matter, please step forward. Seeing none, I will close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Susan. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and good evening, and we should make it to the kickoff, as it were.
Thank you.
Greg, you'll be going to the BCC on the 2nd, although
yes,
I know you know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That takes us to the end of our planning and zoning agenda, moving to item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to three minutes. Please step up to the microphone. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board. Do we have any takers? We don't have any takers. So seeing none, I'll close that, move us to our next meeting date. It is scheduled for August 25th, and we are ready for a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
We've got a motion on the floor for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.